Real hay weather finally here. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Looks like this is going to be a prime week to be able to put up hay, so yeah, I expect a lot of acres to be laid down this week.
Farmers from one end of the state to the other are perhaps seeing the best weather of the year so far this week for one of our state's top commodities, UT forage specialist Dr. Gary Bates.
Well, this year's crop looks to be just maybe a little bit light. You know, the cool weather that we had in the spring, some of those late freezes kind of slowed our growth down, and then all of a sudden fescue plants have put a seed head on, so they're not growing any more leaves. So I expect our yield to be slightly less than normal.
And because of the cool and much later spring this year, farmers have noticed a smaller hay crop, but still Tennessee is one of the top five states for hay production, and this is the most critical time of the year for getting the most out of that first cutting. Gary Bates says with a short crop like this one, farmers need to consider all their options.
Once they get their hay put up, they need to really look and see, okay, do they have enough hay stored to get them through the winter? And if they don't, then they can either put some nitrogen on the fescue to try to get a second cutting, or they can plan on trying to use some type of a summer annual like sorghum Sudan grass or pearl millet, something like that, to get a hay cut this summer to bulk up their hay supply.
Dr. Bates says another important management practice is to try and cover the hay to maintain as much quality as possible. He also recommends testing.
Get forage tests run so they can find out exactly the protein and energy in their hay so they can determine, you know, is it going to meet their cow's needs during the winter or do they need some supplementation?
The farmers will typically harvest nearly 2 million acres of hay in Tennessee each year. In 2012, the 3.5 million tons was valued at nearly $83 million. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.